And there it is, it's all over. And it's been a big, big day for Niamh Padraig Éiscaigheán, because they have come here to the Scarvey in Buncrana and they have taken victory by 2 points, 116-17. Listen, it was a bit of a cliffhanger here towards the end. A really entertaining game, particularly in the closing 10 minutes. But this is a big one for Niamh Padraig, who go top off the standings in the Intermediate Championship for a couple of hours anyway, because some of the other teams still have to play. But it's a massive one for them.
Yeah, there's a bit of trouble breaking out down below us here. Actually, not nice to see. As this game enters, because it was played in good spirits throughout, and players are trying to calm the situation there. It's spilling over a small bit there, Oisín. But listen, Buncrana will look back at the game and think that they had those 2 point opportunities, you know, first Keelan McGonigal, then Campbell, then McGonigal again, you know, and all of them, they were taking those opportunities in the first half. And I'd say, by and large, Oisín, the difference in the two teams was Keelan McGonigal was brilliant in the first. Keelan McGonigal was brilliant the whole game, but he didn't have the backup of a second player, and really it was Toy and McColgan who did so much damage for the Niamh Padraig men. I think that was the difference. They had two players on the day which were able to score and cause so much problems from dead ball and from play, and that was just a small difference in them. But still, Buncrana be kicking themselves for them opportunities missed late on in the game.
Yeah, they certainly will. But Niamh Padraig Muff, that is now two victories and a draw in the Intermediate Championship as they go top of the standings on 5 points, moving 1 point ahead of Niamh Columba, Red Hughes, Bundoran and Mallon. But of course, Niamh Columba play Red Hughes, or play Narossa rather, at 4 o'clock, and Red Hughes are playing Milford also at four, and they will both have an opportunity, of course, to move back ahead of Niamh Padraig. But from a Buncrana point of view, they of course were at home here today, looking to make home advantage count, but that's a big blow for them. That's now two defeats in this group out of three games, Brendan.
Yeah, two defeats in this notion. That was a tough one there today, because they certainly played a part in it, and there was not much between these two teams. Probably that last break there where Keaveney took that tackle by right knee, Padraig should have tied it up and went 3 points up. As it was, the ball was turned over, no free was given, and then a rush of blood to the head from the Niamh Padraig man give that late opportunity. I'm sure this man beside me, Daniel McCall, he was a wits end at the time, but he came through in terms of the game. Exciting match, Daniel.
Yeah, you might give Daniel your headset there, Brendan. We're joined here by the Niamh Padraig Éiscaigheán manager, Daniel McCauley, who's come up very, very quickly indeed to join us here in our commentary position. Listen, well, first of all, well done, congratulations. It was tense there towards the end, but when you make the short trip up the road to take on your neighbours and you come away with a one, it's always a good day, Daniel.
Oh, it's brilliant. I've seen like Buncrana are brilliant side, and we knew coming on the day, after watching the last couple of weeks, what they would give. They're physical, they hit hard, and they're a well-organised team. Gary has them well-organised, and few really experienced heads in there. You look at Keelan McGonigal, JP McKenna, they had a tight game today, and Sean Doherty, like, they've good players. So, look, hey, we're delighted. We're delighted to come out of the day with a victory.
Yeah, at half-time, you were trailing in this game by a single score. I think it's fair to say that opening half was about the county players on both sides, but from your perspective, Keelan McColgan was really, really good in that opening half. He kicked half of your scores in that opening half. He kept us in touch.
He's unbelievable there, that first two-pointer has, and his last point of the first half, it was just on the turn. Like, he's unbelievable. But that's what Keelan gives you, you know. His work rate and effort up there is so hard to mark, because the only way you can stop him is fouling him, really.
Yeah, but the other boys all stepped up in the second half, and Johnny Toy's contribution, particularly in that opening quarter where he kicked 1-2 of the 1-3 that was scored, that really was a bit of a foundation for where this victory was going to come from.
Oh, Johnny showed today like he's captain this year, and he that leadership in the second half there was brilliant. Like, he just captain material. He stood up when he counted, and that 2-pointer he had down here, there's a breeze going down that field. We were against the breeze, and he really played it well. It was unbelievable, you know.
He followed up. But that goal was massive at this stage in the game.
It was the turning point in the game, because Buncrana were aging. They were starting to get control. Our boys were looking lethargic. They were looking like the heads were falling down a bit, and that goal just gave us that bit of boost to get us through to the rest of the game.
Were you worried towards the end there, because it was getting a bit tight there, but Buncrana were putting the squeeze on?
I look, when Keelan went through that time when he went for a goal, and probably should have took his score and put us up by three, and it gives you a bit of breathing space. But hey, that's what Keelan's all about. He loves goals, and we got turned over then, and the hearts were in the mouth there coming when big Keelan that 2-pointer at the end, because I do think there was a foul here in Dermot, and then William just pulled the ball out from underneath him. So there was a foul, and it was let go, and they went down, and a draw wouldn't have been a bad result. It would have been a fair result, and the two teams' performance today, because it was a real ding-dong battle, and typical in a show in Derby, as you know, the two teams went at it, and but delighted to see Keelan's kick go wide, you know, because he was so effective in the first half for them.
Yeah, well, listen, your championship now, what's that, 2-1s and a draw. Yep. You beat Bundoran, you drew with Mallon, and now in another tight Inishowen encounter, you've come on the right, out the right side of the result. So listen, it's a big one. You go top of the standings for a couple of hours anyway,
yes,
but
yep.
You continue to chug along in this championship here and are pulling out the results.
Aye, look, we are. The boys are showing great character. Like, that's every game now. Like Bundoran, we were down by a point and deep into stoppage time. Cormac had a two-pointer. Last week, we were 2 points down heading into stoppage time and we pulled it back. And today there, we just kept in front and we managed it well. And I think the defence needs great credit there today, because Bunkran had a lot of possession in the second half and they were resilient. And we talked at half-time. We told them, we give away a few needless frees in the first half, and we told them, be good in the tackle, shield them and work on the break. And that's what they've done. The abundance, like, they've worked really, really hard, you know.
Yep. You were junior champions last year. You got as far as the All-Ireland final at junior level. What's it like now playing intermediate?
It's a massive step up, Oisin, to junior football. There's no bones about it. Like, the players and all have said there's a big step up. But these boys were prepared for it. And they got great preparation last year. That All-Ireland run, like, we were playing big teams. And they were prepared well for it. And we have a young side and we embrace everything that comes. And we fear no one. And we just hope now. We've Burt next another in the Stadium Derby in 2 weeks, and we've a few niggle injuries there, so the 2 week break will do us a world of good, you know.
Okay. How far can you go in this competition?
I never rule these about event doing anything. Like, they're that's the kind of players they are. Like, they just show that great character and strength, and I wouldn't rule them out one night. Because that's the belief I have in them, and that's the belief I tell them every night at training. Carry the belief that you can win every competition you enter. You don't enter a competition with the think I want to finish here. You enter that thinking, I want to win this, I believe in myself, and I believe in all these young boys. And hey, they're a great group of players, and they're well gelled together here now.
Well, I'm delighted to hear that answer, because every other manager we speak to, it's all about the next game, and they don't look any further than that. So we've got the answer from you that we're always looking for, Daniel.
Hey, look, and I'd maybe be shot for saying it, but no, you've got to carry that belief, Oisin.
Yeah.
And that has to filter through from me right down to the water boys in the group. You have to believe that I can win this competition. I don't enter any game. And any training session game, the NAL mindset is, we want to win. And that's, I believe these boys can go the whole way, and I'm not making no bones about it. We may not, but this is our first year in intermediate, and we're fearing no one, and we're just going to go hell or on for it.